الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا وبعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the mercies, gift of Ramadan. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has granted us for Him to make us to live, witness this year Ramadan again. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shower His blessings upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, His household, His companions, and all the generations of Muslim Ummah to the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, you know as a duty upon us, there is need for us to do tajdeed in our life. What is tajdeed? Tajdeed is revival. So that we use this Ramadan as some time and opportunity to revive our character, our behavior, our thinking, our learning, and the rest. You know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, الشهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. That day, month of Ramadan, is the one which Quran was revealed. Guidance for mankind and a clear sign that show the right way and distinguish between right and wrong. So those of you who witness the month of Ramadan must fast. So you all know that the blessed month of Ramadan is about, we have started it today, isn't it? Today is number one day in the month of Ramadan. Yesterday night is number one night in the month of Ramadan. Many of us will get confused. No. Night preceded the day. After night, the day comes in. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغَشَى وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى. Which one is وَاللَّيْلِ? Night, isn't it? وَالنَّهَارِ is the day. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in another place, وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. It made mention of the night before the day. If that one is not even okay for you, Allah swear by sign, the moon is where? The moon is in the night, isn't it? And the sun is where? In the daytime. Allah say, وَالشَّمْسُ وَضُحَى وَالْقَمَرُ. Which one is qamar? Huh? Huh? The moon, isn't it? So you can see Allah tabarak wa ta'ala do it as He wants. So the night preceded the day. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala does not want any hardship for us. Rather, He wants easiness for me and you. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made this month a month of what? Worship. Unkaso, you become better human being. If you don't like, you remain in your ways of life. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, in this month, there are those actions that every Muslim knows and fulfills. For example, Muslims observe the fast in the month of Ramadan. They also perform Taraweeh prayers. And the Taraweeh is the Sunnah of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So you need to give yourself tawfiq. You need to be steadfast in whatever you are doing. However, brothers in Islam, right now you can see that the mouth is full, isn't it? Unlike the way you used to be before. This is one blessing of Ramadan. And I think it's like many people are not aware that today is Ramadan. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Ramadan is commonly viewed as only a month of fasting and taraweeh. That is how some people see it. The only month of what? Ramadan, the month of fasting and taraweeh. And that there is no other significance to it, without a doubt. The fasting and taraweeh prayers are two major acts of worship in this month. However, the reality is that the blessed month of Ramadan demands more from us. It demands what? More from us. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that mankind and jinkind are created only to worship Allah. Wato, you entirely, your entire life is for you to worship Allah. You are going to the road, you are a tax demand. You are to observe ibadah. You're going to your work, bliss of your businesses, all involve ibadah. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. We are, it's not enough for you to say, I do tarawih, it's okay, I fast, it's okay. Some of us are not aware that the month of Ramadan is an extraordinary time. You know the way you walk in your working place? They used to give you an extra time. Is it extra hour that you walk, isn't it? Ramadan is an extra hour for you. It is only in the month of Ramadan that shaitan are changed. Abwab al-Jannah open. Abwab al-Nar maghluq lock. It is only in the month of Ramadan you see sakina, calmness among the Muslim Ummah. It is only in the month of Ramadan, hours, minutes, seconds of it, all of it afterwards, blessings, forgiveness, mercies of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. No any other man that has that blessings Allah Ta'ala has put in us. So look, fulfilling your role as a servant of Allah, who have believed in Allah, who have accepted Allah as your Rabb, is for you to be obedient and follow that which Allah Ta'ala wants you to do. You know, the angels, they are also happy that Ramadan has come and servants of Allah will be devoted to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. To worship Allah by the angels that you know is quite different from the way we human beings worship Allah. The categories and the worship of Him is different from that of Ibn Adam. This is because their worship of Allah is without free will. They don't, what? They don't have free will. You are quite different. Cool? The angels have no free will, unlike the way you have free will. Allah says, "Imma shakiran wa imma kafura." If you like, you believe. If you like, don't believe. Allah Ta'ala says, if you like, worship me. If you like, don't worship me. He gives you the free will. But the angels that don't have free will, they must worship Allah. And they don't disobey Allah. There are among the angels, they've been in prostrations right from the time Allah created them. And that is how they will be until the day of Qiyamah. But you, how many times do you observe the salah? How many minutes? Let's take five minutes. The whole of 24 hours, how many minutes? 25 minutes. You pray Subuhi 5 minutes. Zuhr 5 minutes. Asr 5 minutes. Maghrib 5 minutes. Isha how many? 5 minutes. 25 minutes. Let's say out of 24 hours, let's even increase it. We say you check 15 minutes if you really prolong the prayer. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Therefore, my brothers in Islam, we should be careful and remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. You know, the shaitan, it is impossible for the, I say shaitan, the angels, it is impossible for them to sin against Allah. The angels don't sin against Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Unlike you human beings that Allah Ta'ala say, you are weak and lean. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ جَهُولًا ضَعِيفًا. Allah say, mankind are what? They are weak and they are lean. Is it true? It is true because your creator stated it. And I know you don't know more than him. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Take example, a blind man who has never seen the colors of this world. who never watched a movie in his life, nor did he ever glance upon a non-mahram woman. What has he done to prevent himself from these things? Nothing, because he does not have the ability to commit these things. The other hand, there is a man who has eyes. In spite of his heart desire to gaze upon non-mahram, because his carnal desire and seek refuge in Allah, and remain steadfast in Allah, what is he? There is a great difference between the two of form one and the one that was that control himself. This, for example, those of you living in this environment and those of you living in a Muslim state or where Muslims are dominant, your acts of ibadah are looked upon as a great jihad. So use this opportunity to draw yourself close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This will help you, my brothers in Islam. What about human beings, in spite of having the desire for food, drink and sexual relationship, we copy our desires and remember Allah and say, no, Allah, sami'na wa ata'na. Allah, I have obeyed your command that I should fast. So I am fasting. It is a great jihad, struggle for you to be a better human being. Therefore, place special value to the abstinence of sin from sin by granting reward for you abstaining from it. Although mankind will want to fulfill their kind of desire due to the fear of Allah, they lower their gaze and prevent their eyes from glancing things that are prohibited by stopping to smoke and drinking in the daytime of Ramadan. But you see, some of them, as soon as Ramadan ending, maybe at the time of iftar, the first thing you see him is to light off the cigarette, and he will be what? Blowing it hot. This morning, as I was going somewhere, after some people have taken sahur in some areas in the Yamdun area, I saw them with a cigarette, they were blowing it. I say, MashaAllah, after eating food, they are using the other one to copy. SubhanAllah. This is abhor. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Brothers and sisters, you need to listen to yourself and listen to Allah. Your connection with Him matters a lot. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, Ramadan should be a turning point for you and me. What will he benefit you to keep on wasting your money on smoke, cigarettes? Don't say, Allah did not mention it in the Quran. No, Allah mentioned it because this among those that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says are prohibited. What of India hemp? It's also prohibited. What of beer? Beer, alcohol, prohibited. Then why are you wasting your time over things that will not help you? Allah Ta'ala say in alcohol, you see, there is no benefit of it. Even if there is a benefit, it just leads to. And Allah Ta'ala say, rijsun min amali shaytan. They are from shaytan. You see what? Khamar, innam al-khamaru, that these intoxicants you see. Intoxicants. And he mentioned music. You understand me? He said they are what? Rizism in Amadi Shaytan. Then why are you wasting your time for it? It is the only point for you and me to change our entire life. The way we want to live. You used to lie. Now I have resolved not to lie. You used to cheat people when transacting business. Something is 5 naira, you tell them it's 10 naira. That money you are eating is haram. Somebody give you money to who? And you use the money, it's haram. You can only use that money by telling him, this is your money, I will make use of it. Take 5 naira and keep for me. And you are doing business and you put the 5 naira in the business you are doing. Any profit you get from that money, it is not your money, rather it is the money of that person, if you didn't take permission from him. So a lot of those are indulging in things that are not lawful. We pray Allah Ta'ala to guide each and every one of us. So my brothers in Islam, abstaining oneself from sin out of Allah's fear and obedience, whereas the angels are incapable of doing it, it is the rahmah and blessing Allah Ta'ala has given you. Look at the way Allah rates you, Ibn Adam. Allah rates you high and score you high. But yet, Ibn Adam is the one who failed to obey Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah make it easy for all of us. Remember the story of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. The story of Yusuf and that which was tested by Zuleika. Who is Zuleika? Who is Zuleika? The wife of Fir'aun. So the Muslim, the noble Quran stated that Zuleika offered herself to Prophet Yusuf and invited him to a scene. Naam, you are right. He offered herself to Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. During that moment of their heart and the thought of sin comes in. And when Yusuf reached maturity, he didn't in any way do anything. You can go there. You read it in Surah Yusuf, chapter 12 of the Holy Quran, verse 22 to 24. The stories are there. So you can see when you find yourself in the world, you have the ability to curtail it, you curtail it. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala make it easy. On the contrary, brothers and sisters, if there is no desire in the heart towards the sin, no ability to commit it, and there is no urge to fulfill the desire of sin, then refusing to invitation of those thousands of it will not be something to you that will mean a very important significance to you. Some of you are even happy, even before now, you are sinning and you are busy even posting it on social media so that people will see. Rasulullah sallam say, "Mbaka da kunya kai abinda kaga dama." Rasulullah say, if you don't have shame, do whatever you feel like to do. It is only those who does not have shame and respect for their religion and the dignity for themselves that will continue showcasing the act of disobedience to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala outwardly or on the social media. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. So my brothers in Islam, bismillah ta'ala, we seek Allah Ta'ala resting for him to protect us and guide all of us. So inshallah ta'ala, this is how we continue telling us to see the way and manner we can revive ourselves and be better human beings. So inshallah ta'ala, brothers in Islam, we will stop here today. May Allah Ta'ala forgive me, forgive you. May Allah Ta'ala reward all of us for Jannah al-Firdaws. May Allah accept our fasting and salat of ibadah. Our brothers and sisters in Islam, those that have the ability to fast today, may Allah accept you from them. There are those who may not have the ability. The ability or the lack of ability may be as a result of health. Some may be as a result of provision. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Today maybe you are here, you have the ability to eat. They are there, they don't even see water to drink. Water to drink they don't even have. So Ramadan is a source to test you and me. The hunger they are testing, you should also test it. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. May Allah Ta'ala grant Muslims all over the world the peace that's required, the thing that is needed. وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته.